From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Myanmar and Bangladesh have signed an agreement for the return home of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State. The development comes a day after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said violence in Rakhine State targeting the Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
Tillerson says those responsible for alleged abuses need to be held accountable, and the U.S. could follow up with targeted sanctions. Washington is upping its rhetoric in part to pressurize Myanmar's leaders into dealing with the crisis, though analysts say it's likely to create more distrust between the two countries and push Myanmar closer to China and Russia.
We haven't seen this type of trauma for a long, long time.
Rights groups have accused Myanmar's military of heinous acts, including killing, mass rape, and arson against the Rohingya. More than 600,000 Muslims have fled Rakhine State, mostly to neighboring Bangladesh. Myanmar's two-year-old government, led by Suu Kyi, has faced heavy international criticism for its response to the crisis. Washington officials say they'll work with Bangladesh and Myanmar to encourage the voluntary repatriation of Rohingya.
Iraqi military officials say government forces launched an operation Thursday to clear the last Islamic State fighters from positions in the desert bordering Syria. The military said troops from the Iraqi army and Shiite popular mobilization forces were taking part in the campaign. A suicide blast in eastern Afghanistan killed at least 8 people Thursday and wounded 16 others. Officials say that the explosion in Jalalabad, capital of the Nangarhar province, ripped through a crowd outside the residence of a former district police commander. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that bombing. This is VOA News.